and sales of existing homes have stalled again. Home sales in July fell 3.5%, far worse than what analysts had expected. While sales did improve slightly in the Northeast and the Midwest, they declined sharply out west. NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains why.
Home sales in the West fell 12.6%, largely due to tightening credit, says Walter Maloney, a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors.
Banks are denying mortgages to many creditworthy potential buyers, and they're offering loans really only to the most qualified buyers.
And denying creditworthy buyers a loan is the difference between a sluggish economic recovery and a more robust one, says Maloney. In addition, Wells Fargo Bank this week stopped taking loan applications and locking in rates for Fannie, Freddie, and FHA-backed loans. That effectively ends higher loan limits, and the impact is felt most strongly in the mid- to high-end housing markets of coastal California. Again, Walter Maloney.
So California was the real factor that pulled down Western home sales.
This slowdown in the sales of existing homes comes at a time when mortgage interest rates are running exceedingly low. The average on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down to 4.15%. Maloney says that's the lowest since 1970. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.